This is Sports 180. Thank you for being with us. With Heather Harrington, I'm Josh Ward. We're with you for another 30 minutes. You hear Jay Busby's music as we come back in. He's with Yahoo Sports, and he joins us on the Stanley Fencing and Gates Hotline. Jay, we appreciate the time as always. As you can imagine, the mood, it goes through a bit of a roller coaster ride in terms of talking college football. Will it happen or not? I'll start with a more, I think, positive or at least lighthearted. I saw you share somebody's suggestion for the Washington Werewolves for the NFL. I think I could get behind werewolves. You could as well?
You know, yeah, I mean, we were talking last night, my kids and I were, about the Washington situation, and I love the idea that Daniel Snyder was so unprepared for this that he actually didn't even bother to register any trademark names ahead of time, you know, like possibly Warriors or Red Tails or whatever he might do. So somebody has gone out and squatted on all of these names, so they're going to have to pay to, or haggle over them to get them back. But we came up with all kinds of different names, you know, walruses and waffles and all this stuff. And then a reader suggested werewolves. I can completely get behind Washington Werewolves.
We talked to somebody from the Washington Post yesterday, Scott Allen, and he thinks, Jay, that the Washington team could actually play with a generic brand for the 2020 season while they iron out all this IP and trademark stuff. Would you think that that's possible, or that they need to have something in place by the beginning of the 2020 season? Werewolves or not?
I think that's not. Yeah. werewolves or not. Yeah, I think that's not just possible. I think that's likely. I mean, it's just trying to get a rebranding effort done in a short period of time is just not impossible. There's so many hoops that you got to go through, especially if you're talking about a team that's as established as this franchise. It's been around for 88 years. I mean, there's a lot to be done. And there's a lot of I's to be dotted and T's to be crossed in order to make sure that you get everything covered from a branding standpoint. So, yeah, I would not be surprised if it's the Philadelphia Eagles versus Washington, the New York Giants versus Washington, and all of that for the next few months, however long it takes.
Jay Busby is with us from Yahoo Sports. You know what my biggest takeaway from that would be is you just suggested a football season taking place, and sign me up. So if they have to play out the season that way, at least that they played a season. So you can separate the two if you want to, but latest thoughts on just what the NFL is going to have to face to make a season happen, and then, of course, the concern that exists at the college level, which you wrote about here in the last couple of days.
Yeah, the college level is just incrementally or maybe logarithmically worse to the NFL, because there's no way to contain 13,000 players. There's no way to keep them in any sort of bubble the way that the NBA has done and other sports are trying. There's no way to I mean, basically you're asking these college students for no pay whatsoever to completely shut down and change their entire mode of behavior so that they can stay safe for the sake of their university. That's a tremendous burden to put on unpaid students. NFL, maybe there's a chance of it. You also have the opportunity to bring in a lot more players with the NFL that you can't necessarily do with college. You can't just pull people off the street for college, but you can for the NFL. I mean, there are so many more hoops. College football was always looked at as the toughest sport to bring back, and that's every bit of that has proven to be true.
Playing devil's advocate a little bit here, Jay. I'm wondering.
Please do. Anything you can come up with. anything you can come up with, shoot holes in my argument. I would love to hear it.
Well, I think you've got a lot of people that, and I'm talking players on the player side, that have invested a lot of time and energy and want to play. Where is their voice in returning to the field this fall?
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing is, the issue is that there's a huge burden of personal responsibility on the players, and that's where the key factor is that if the players are dedicated as a team to making sure that they stay safe, they stay smart, they stay quarantined, isolated, they wear masks, they do all the proper things, they don't associate with potentially infectious people. I mean, you know, that's all exactly what you want. It's just, it is a high burden, and I think that we either know or will know stories where you've got a completely safe group that one person goes and associates with someone who's infected. Boom, all of a sudden the circle is broken.
Jay Busby is with us, Yahoo Sports. Jay, sports that are happening, what do you think about the All-Star race at Bristol coming up tomorrow night? A new place for the All-Star race, I think, has excited a lot of people.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a big fan of that. I think that anything that NASCAR can do to to get the sport out and about, out of its ruts. I mean, it's been in Charlotte for the past forever decades. And so I think anything you can do to liven things up will be fun. And Bristol's such a great track anyway, and it's just so much fun seeing how drivers can work their way around that tiny little track. And when you've got the added element that there's not going to be any real points at stake, it's just for money, then you're going to have a lot more of a wrestling match out there on the track. I think it's going to be tremendous fun.
It sounds like you say a lot of more chances maybe being taken around the small oval track.
That's what you'd hope for. I mean, you know, you want these guys to go and dive in there and possibly knock each other or themselves out of the way. I think that's I'm all for it.
Based on the success of Bristol or not, do you think that NASCAR in the future could also look to maybe move the All-Star race around and sort of have it on a rotating tour basis?
I have advocated for that, and I think a lot of other people have too. And I think that we're looking for small positives here, and one of those small positives in these days is that NASCAR is realizing what it can do on a lean level, you know, how it can stay leanest and still move races around and get to different places. So if it's able to maybe not bring the entire traveling circus from stop to stop, that'd be so much the better. I mean, obviously you got to figure out distance of travel, but yeah, I mean, if it could rotate the All-Star race around a half dozen tracks, it'd be amazing.
Yeah, Jay Busby's with us, Yahoo Sports. Cole Custer was on with us before the previous Bristol race, and not that he speaks for NASCAR or anything, but he said that he would be in favor of trying to change the schedule around and work some things in the middle of the week at different times through the schedule. My takeaway was that I bet he's not the only driver that thinks that, and he said he's hoping that others are open-minded, and that would be kind of the thought here, right? Looking at opportunities that might be there for the future.
Tough race winning Cole Custer. How about that? You caught a rising star there. He's right. And I think that what it will be interesting is how the younger drivers like him are going to be a lot more interested in taking these new opportunities, these new ideas than maybe the drivers who have been doing it a certain way for 10, 15, 20 years. They're like, screw it. I don't want to mess with that. But the young drivers realize they're not going to get the big paycheck that the older drivers got if the entire series goes away or gets rapidly diminished. So they're going to be willing to take these chances. They're going to understand that there's a lot more that you have to do now to promote NASCAR that you didn't have to do even 10 years ago.
Hey, Jay, you accused me of this last week, so I'm just going to continue the trend and shift the focus to the Cowboys.
But of course, I would expect nothing less.
If you think a deal gets done, a long-term deal with Dak Prescott before the deadline tomorrow.
It sure doesn't look like it. I mean, things can happen in a hurry, but everything that I'm hearing is that there's no deal imminent. Of course, that might very well be the both sides rattling their sabers to say, "Oh no, nothing's going on. Come on back here to the table." You know, and under the table, they're saying that, "Come on back and we'll work something out." But yeah, I think the Mahomes deal really threw a wrench into the Dak Prescott proceedings because, you know, as we've discussed before, it really change the landscape for what a franchise quarterback can expect from his team. And again, no offense, Prescott isn't yet in Mahomes' class, but he's still the franchise quarterback of America's team, and that in and of itself commands a certain amount of respect.
Jay, you should host a show with Heather. She can go from, speaking of Major League Baseball's opening day, what about the Dallas Cowboys and Dak Prescott?
So I'm glad that you mentioned that. Let's talk about the Cowboys, though, and how it relates to me.
Hey, you're the expert, Jay. It's not my fault I always have to pick your brain.
I mean, you know, I'm the same way. I always go through, anytime they have a power rankings or any sort of preseason rankings, I go straight to my teams, and I'll look at the other ones later.
Hey, Jay, we'll finish with this power ranking. You mentioned you could get behind Washington waffles for the NFL team. How do you rank waffles, pancakes, and French toast? What's the order for the three?
Oh, man, that's a real good question. It depends on how it's made. You know, like good French toast. I would put, if you're talking about, like, the best of the best, you assume that you've got a five-star chef making each one and not, like, me on a Saturday morning throwing crap around for my kids. I would go French toast because great French toast is just it's multiple textures, it's multiple tastes, it's really good. But if you're talking about something just on a Saturday morning, pancakes all the way.
Okay. Yeah, you're right. French toast, like at its best, that's the one that's the experience that you're going to be telling people about.
Absolutely.
Later.
Absolutely. Agree.
Jay Busby, read his work at yahoosports.com. Subscribe to the newsletter. He's a part of that. Catching up on the biggest news item of the day every day to start your day out. That's from Yahoo Sports, and it's a free newsletter into your inbox. Hey, Jay, we appreciate the time as always. Thanks so much, and we will talk to you again next week.
Absolutely. Y'all take care.
Thanks, Jay. Jay Busby joining us on the Stanley Fencing and Gates Hotline, author of the book Earnhardt Nation as well. Highly recommend.